Burma's senior general, Thanh Shwe, says he is willing to speak with Aung San Suu Kyi, the symbol of the country's democratic opposition, who has been under house arrest for most of the last 18 years. The offer comes with conditions, however. She has to stop promoting opposition to the government and stop calling for international sanctions against the country. Sanctions imposed by the United States and the European Union are already in place, and the U.S. has announced additional measures. The United Nations Security Council will be meeting to debate the situation in Burma, and it too could impose sanctions. Aung San Suu Kyi has supported sanctions as a way of putting pressure on the generals to carry out democratic reform. Maung Maung is a member of the National Council of the Union of Burma, a home-based resistance party. He dismisses Thanh Shwe's offer as mere public relations in advance of the UN debate.
We see that this is just a PR because the Security Council decision is going to be discussed. So this is a PR thing. And on the statements, we say that this is very unfair. It is not Aung San Suu Kyi who brought on the sanctions. It is the regime that brought on the sanctions themselves. If they really wanted to talk with Dorsu, she is in Burma, so she needs to be released first so that she has freedom of movement, freedom of association, freedom of expression, and that they can have this kind of talk.
However, Asta Jayanama, Thailand's former ambassador to the United Nations and an outspoken critic of the Burmese dictatorship, calls Thanh Shwe's offer a small step forward.
Some may say Thanh Shwe is buying time, yes, but at the same time, I want to say it also reflects a little progress, because in the past, he did not want to talk to Aung San Suu Kyi. It's better than nothing. I think it shows some kind of maybe buying time, but it's up to the Burmese political parties to make use of this situation.
The government has also summoned the highest-ranking U.S. diplomat in Burma for talks on the political crisis there. The U.S. Embassy in Rangoon confirmed that Chargé d'Affaires Shari Villarosa was in the remote capital of Naypyidaw Friday, but would not comment on the purpose of her visit. However, on Thursday, a U.S. State Department spokesman said Villarosa would relay the standard U.S. position. The generals must start a meaningful dialogue with the opposition, end the violence against peaceful protesters, and allow economic and political reforms. Villarosa, like other diplomats in Rangoon, has been openly critical of the military's crackdown in Burma, which has left many dead and hundreds more under detention. Chad Bouchard for VOA News, Bangkok.